I will start my look at the content of this module by looking at which firms need to be authorised under the Financial Services and Markets Act. To understand this, first we need to understand how this Act defines a regulated activity. Regulated activities include accepting deposits or advising on home finance such as mortgages, insurance and investments. To be regulated, it must be carried out by way of business. This is a suitably vague expression that is generally accepted to mean that there is a commercial element and that it is carried out on an ongoing basis. In simple terms, anything that doesn't meet this definition is exempt. This is known as the general prohibition. Someone providing regulated advice must be either authorised or exempt. There are three broad types of firm that are exempt from having to be directly authorised by the FCA. If you'd like to think who they might be, pause the programme now before I give you the answer. There are three broad categories that are exempt. 1. An appointed representative or tied agent is exempt, as it is the principal that has to be authorised and regulated by the FCA, not the appointed representative. As a result, the firm or the principal is responsible for the actions of their appointed representative firm. 2. Professional firms that are members of a designated professional body do not need FCA authorisation for regulated activities which are incidental to their professional services. For example, an accountant would not need authorisation to provide the client with advice on the taxation of an investment, as this is incidental to their professional services. If they wish to provide regulated advice on an investment or pension product and receive payment for this, then they would need to be authorised. And 3. Various government bodies such as the Bank of England and local authorities are also exempt from authorisation.